Thank you for having us here. We promise we will really, really short. You can go to drink beer. Well, we are happy to be here. We start. This is the name of our project, and it's in Catalan, which is officially the idiom in Catalonia, in Barcelona. But it's mean radio community network from Barcelona. Okay, let's start. First of all, we have to say the project started into that community, which is a community to build and open infrastructures. We started with radio. After 15 years, we started that project, Giphy.net, which is really connected with a lot of movements in Europe here with Frank Funk Foya and all those communities. For this reason, I think the values of the project are understandable in this place. This is a big picture, one part of Barcelona. They are all the infrastructure we are building since 2004. And this is in urban space. We are using not just antennas, every technology we can. But the thing is, we are thinking this kind of infrastructure as digital public space. Since 2009, we started with optic fiber as well. And here's a small picture of what happened with our community. The community is in the center, and the infrastructure is the rest of the project with resources, technical, governance, license, etc., etc., economy, and so on. The resume of our project we are presenting now is that it's a project which for us is really relevant to build into open infrastructures. Since 10 years ago, we started mixing up this kind of project with cultural is seen in Barcelona and other places. It means people who do theater, education, etc., etc., etc. And we started collaboration with institutions to taking care of workshops. For instance, this is a workshop for teachers of the school to really show how a community network is building. As well, the technology is all the time over there. This was one of the first bridge between open infrastructure and radio. This is the OGG streamer. Pedro is using that really happily. And when we start the project, of course, we put on the table that we need also hardware with the same concept to the network or with the idea and open commons. And 6 years ago, we started a workshop with cultural agents of the city, people really far to understand what is an open infrastructure, because usually the people in this scene is really, they used to use YouTube and all these commercial platforms. And for us, the work was in parallel, trying to think in a community radio, but also with community infrastructures. This is the first draft. It's in Spanish, sorry, but it's the main lines that people say that is really important to build a community radio network. For instance, protocols, contents, etc., 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 free frequencies, and so on. And I will show some points that define our project and for us are quite important. For us, the radio community network is an infrastructure, really techno-political infrastructure for content in internet. It's mean radio is just one thing, but really we are thinking all the time in content of internet and entire idea. It's really, really important break this idea for us of public system and private system. We are really devout to try to build a public communitarian idea of governance. It means if we really make a relationship with some municipality, also to find funds, we all the time try to really say that we need this kind of balance and symmetry between the forces. Of course, behind that, it's quite necessary to get a community of commons to really try to watch all the time what is happening with this relationship. I say in the last line, radio is just an excuse. It's a wild card. It's a point of connection of really a diversity of cultural practice in the city. In the past days, here was in debate a lot of issues related with public European space. For us, with a public code, it's also impossible to have a transparent public space. It's okay? Okay. It's really a red line for us to talk about public space, digital public space, if we're not really writing a public code. If I'm experienced about radio, we are really, really interesting, of course, but we are really devout to mix it up technologies to try to get the political point of the project. And I think this is a really, really usual thing in this kind of congress or seminars, is really the reclaim of our own infrastructures. In the other case, we will have really all the time's problem with these big tech platforms. Okay, one of our actions in the city is reclaim that the public content of audio don't go to YouTube or these kind of private platforms. For this reason, we are all the time trying to improve the platforms and also to connect with other platforms in Europe and in other countries. And this is this point, the idea of Europe. I was thinking this day because here was all the time Europe, 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 Europe. I'm not from Europe, sorry. Nobody's perfect. And for me, my brain was all the time thinking, but really, there is a European Union? It was just a thinking, but for us, it's quite also important to make international connections, but not just about the countries, also about the communities, and also about the intellectual context. It's really, really relevant work with a squad than with a university, you know, and try to really add this knowledge and not try to make a new pool, you know, to go against states or China and Russia, and what about the rest of the world? You know, I'm really afraid about this issue. Anyway, I will finish. The project, of course, we are talking about radio and open and common infrastructures. But right now, in the country we came, in Spain, far radical political party is into the government. We are talking about the other level of situations, about the free speech, democracy, and the general media, community media, are really relevant to that. For this reason, we will show some experience in Spain, but I think all the time we are thinking about that, the relevance of the political and democratic media, and also the participation for communities. Okay, right now, Antonia goes.
So we are going to microphone. We're going to talk about how we interconnect the physical and the digital space in Barcelona, but also how we interconnect like different communities, organizations, institutions, and people. At the XRCB, which we call familiarly La Xarxa, so from now on I'm going to talk about La Xarxa, repeat with me, La Xarxa. So at La Xarxa right now, there are 56 radios. We put this with a question mark because they are like very diverse. We call them radios as they broadcast content, they produce audio content, but they don't necessarily need to be a radio as the traditional idea we have of a radio with an antenna and transmitting, or even as an organization. There are like 1,496, I don't even know how to say it, podcasts and live streaming every day. I know that this number might seem like very, very small compared to your 19,000 files of video and other bigger numbers that we have heard about the people that are running community radio stations here. It seems like a very, very small number, but I think that for us it's kind of big, provided that from all these 56 radio, there are like really only a few like very hardcore uploaders. The other ones are more latent, like kind of waiting or, I don't know, or watching what's going on. But one of the challenges is to kind of convince or tell these radios that La Xarxa is an alternative or an opportunity, so that perhaps one day they stop uploading their content to Spotify or to wherever and they upload it to La Xarxa. Anyway, most of the content creators, they upload things wherever they want, La Xarxa and other commercial spaces, and that is okay. There is no problem about that. Like, they have the freedom to do whatever they want. And so, what is La Xarxa? First of all, it's a network. As I was saying, 56 radios and 3 physical studios at the moment, and growing. The goal of the XRCB is to support community radio, exchange knowledge, tools, shows, creativity, and resources. We organize events in which we can involve the community in different roles, technical, creative, production, training, hacking, etc. We advise organizations, from individuals to neighborhood radios to institutions like libraries, schools, civic centers, etc., 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 that they want to set up their own radio studios and activate their communities to participate, record, stream, and upload the podcast to the platform. And in a couple of minutes, we are going to show some examples on how to activate neighborhood podcasting communities that are not represented or considered in conventional radio. La Xarxa is also an R&D group for community radio. We build our own tools, as many people also hear, for streaming and podcasting, and we make devices for radio broadcasting in the public space, like Nodo Mobile, which I'm going to show you just in 30 seconds, which is a one-in-all portable radio studio. It's a research on the future of radio, conducting interviews, developing and hacking technology, and through radio practice, we try to find out how the radio of the future will be in terms of technology, governance, content, and economical sustainability. And then it's also a cartography. The XRCB website shows the Barcelona radios and their localization as a way to give visibility to these broadcasting projects, and also as a tool for citizens to discover the vast and rich radio landscape of the city of Barcelona. And so this is how the homepage of La Xarxa looks like. These little points are the different radio stations. And as I was saying, some of these radios are radios from an organization. For instance, there is a radio from the MACBA Museum, which is a contemporary arts museum. But there are also like smaller radio stations that are run by just one single person that has like the passion to share their favorite music or their favorite whatever. Our intention is to mix all these communities together, or all these actors together, in different ways, as you can see in the map. There are different actors. There is like the La Xarxa in the middle, but then we have arts production centers. There are research groups, like On one side it says Maquea tu Vida. These guys, they make design, and they have designed some of the radio studios and some of the devices that we use that I'm going to show you later on. There are, there is like the Barcelona City Council, which is responsible for part of the funding of the project, and different radios. Like, the thing is that we want to interconnect all these people together, and we kind of succeed in it somehow. So this is one of the projects that I was telling you about. This is the Nodo Mobile, made by or designed, co-designed with Maquea Tu Vida. And this is an all-in-one portable radio station that you can use to make radio in the public space. And this cart contains everything that you need to set up a radio studio anywhere, from the microphones, then you can bring the speakers and the mixer and everything. And so you go to the public space, you set up everything together, and there you have it. You have a radio station. And making radio in the public space is something that we like. We like to make programs in the street or in the outside. Other actors that we are trying to get together are, for instance, in this example, this is a school from the Raval neighborhood, which is in the center of Barcelona. This is the CCCB, the Center for Contemporary Culture in Barcelona, which is a huge cultural institution. And then radio. These are students from the school that participated in a program that was between the school and the CCCB. And we did a series of programs and shows where the kids would learn how to make radio and broadcast. Also, like, more examples of radio in the public space. For instance, this is Radio Ramblas. If you've ever been to Barcelona, or even if you haven't been and you've seen, I don't know, some touristic leaflet or something, you perhaps have seen the street, which is kind of the, I don't know, the main backbone, just to put like an example of the city, like the place where the people go up and down and they, you know, they just wander around. And in a way, this public space, which is over touristified, is transforming itself. And through the radio, we kind of help transforming this public space. And so this, what you see in the image, is an old flower booth where there were florists selling flowers. And now it's a radio studio that started about a year and a half ago. And now there are shows airing live, like not every day, but I would say 3 good times a week. And there is an open call that it's made like once a year in order to get new shows for the radio. For this radio station, we collaborate on the technical side with another community radio in Barcelona called DabLab. They are music specialists, and so they are good with the mixing desks and the technology. So we collaborate with them so that they do the technical production. And then we just make a call for all these people that, regardless of their experience on radio, they can have their show in the heart of the city. And this is one of the collaborations that we have also done, not just with Radio Ramblas and DabLab, making like the technical production, but also with another of the radios that are apart from the network, which is called Radio Africa Magazine, which is run by this lady over there, Tania. She has a radio show about African culture and African music. And this was this collaboration between her, La Xarxa, Radio Ramblas, and also like a festival that takes place in Barcelona every summer, which is called Grec Festival. It's a huge festival with theater, concert, dance, etc. It's like a big one. And since last year, La Xarxa is kind of part of the program of this city big festival, providing podcasting or live radio content that is in tune with the topic of the year. And some of the events that we do are commissions from different organizations in which we also try to connect different things together. For instance, this was a live event with a stage, with a DJ, with participants. This was a collaboration between the Center for Contemporary Culture again and La Xarxa, and it was, and also schools, like high schools, several high schools from Barcelona, in which these schools were working with literature, like science fiction literature, and with scientists, because there had been like a huge exhibition on the planet Mars, and this was done along with scientists. So the students worked with the scientists and also with a science fiction writer, and they produced a series of fictions. And then when the project was already done, we presented live the series of fictions with dramatized readings and the students participating and also the scientists participating with a live video, like the creatures that you see in the background were made by a visual artist. And we also had a DJ called Tutu. She has collaborated with us like several times, and she provided the alien Martian music for this show, which was about the planet Mars and life outside the Earth. So we really had fun with this one. And that's like another picture of this event, in which we think that we kind of successfully connected these different things together, like the schools, the cultural institutions, the scientists, the literature, the students, us, which we learned a lot, and we made something that it wasn't really radio, it was a live event, it was a show, it was like a big party to end the project. And now you can listen to it also as audio content. And it's so much important who are in front of the microphone as the ones who are behind the microphone and developing the tools. You already know two of these people, Gerald and Pedro, and here we made a big show, which some of us were on stage, but the other ones were backstage, like Efraín and Pedro. So we want to point this out. Another thing that we try to do is to make local radios connect together and make things together. And for this specific project, there was like a series of workshops that were conducted by this lady over here with the glasses, Violeta. She is amazing. She has a radio that's like a performance radio, which is called Radio Cabaret. And Violeta taught some workshops to young people from different cultures. And they took topics like language. Especially this workshop was about the mother tongue. And they all spoke about what their mother tongue was and what were the nuances and the relationship that they had with their mother tongue. I think it was this one. And we collaborated with this organization that it's about interculturality called Espai Avinyó. And the young people that participated, Violeta, who designed the workshops. And then we tried to also collaborate with radio stations that have like an FM frequency, like Radio Trinijova. Radio Trinijova is a small radio station from a neighborhood, like almost in the periphery of Barcelona, not in the center. And after the workshops and after recording some content, we just went there one day to air the program, like in a real radio station with a real FM frequency to broadcast all over. And so different actors that they didn't know each other previously, like Violeta with her Radio Cabaret and Trinijova, who do their thing in their neighborhood, or Espai Avinyó, that they are nowadays like very active uploaders of their shows. They got together to do this. And so we intend to do more of this in the near future. And then new things that we are doing is like bringing also more communities together, not just schools and high schools, but also university radio and community. And this is like a kind of recent picture of a project. I have to say that in Spain, the universities have like radio facilities for the students, but the university radio thing doesn't exist, and it would be like very nice that it would. So if we can play a role in making this come to life or exist, we will help. And then there is something that is just happening today, like half of our team is in Barcelona organizing a huge event because there is a library that it's opening today. It's called Library García Márquez, which is specialized in Latin American literature. And this library, which is a public library, has a radio station. And they are very excited about the fact of having a radio station and be able to produce content that's either related with literature, but also other aspects of culture, not just from Latin America, but also in the neighborhood, in the San Martín neighborhood in Barcelona. And this is a picture of the event today. That's the library opening with a huge crowd in front of the stage, because there were like a lot of things going on, like concerts and shows and reading and interviews. And so this radio has just started working today. And we are happy, and we hope to collaborate more in the future with the library's network and extend our Xarxa a little bit more. And we have to say gracias, which is a thank you in Catalan. And I just wanted to end with some little notes. It's that mixing diverse communities is very complex, but it's totally worthwhile. And it's what we have tried to do with these different projects. It's worthwhile because it breaks the usual circuits of cultural production, which tend to be incredibly endogamic. I think that we will be successful if we manage to get all these different communities together. We have discovered that radio and podcasting is a building block for new narratives and oralities to emerge from the neighborhoods, creating a system for identity and self-representation. It's fundamental to promote technological sovereignty, to defend grassroots culture against content platformization and the theft of our data by colonialist companies and countries. And internet is a great invention, but we need to redesign it according to our needs, not Google's. The La Xarxa stands for it. It goes slowly, but surely and happily. And so the other thing is that it's totally possible to build a project that's managed and sustained through public communitarian collaboration. And we hope that if we get together once again in the future, we have more adventures and stories to share with you. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, keep them coming. Yeah, that's Efrain will be the good one to respond that.
The relationship between GwifiNet, the infrastructure is still in the hands of GwifiNet, or is all in the Xarxa, the new project?
Yeah, this is a good question. GwifiNet really, really growing up a lot. And we, when Pedro and other people, even Gerald as well, we started 11 years ago an association in Barcelona, which is part of the GwifiNet ecosystem. It's mean the big foundation of GwifiNet, which is ISP, you know, is partner of our organization. It's called EXO.cat. And some people, for instance, like me, I am part of the GwifiNet big project. At the same time, we are founder in Barcelona of this association, you know, with their own economy. For instance, in Barcelona, we have fees of the people who want participate. I mean, we pay money to really self-provide internet for us with a GwifiNet model. And then we started to receive proposals from culture and say, okay, why not start to work in the content layer, you know? And the time we talk in EXO, in the local community, EXO say, yes, we can really provide the infrastructure, but you need to get your own money from this stuff and generate another layer, you know? In fact, we receive funds and we pay and contract people from EXO. And we pay to make robust the infrastructure. You know, this is the relationship.
For the radio uplinks and so on.
Right, servers, cloud, etc., etc. For instance, also this, ¿cómo se dice? Kiosco de flores?
Flower booth,
you know? It has no internet. And we, of course, call to GwifiNet, and they provide the link to from one building and use our concept of internet. And we are trying to every time to talk about radio as well, talk about digital divide and the same values of GwifiNet. Xarxa, it has not really legal association. You know, it's just a name. because Hussein is our local Giphy community who has, you know, the lawyers, the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So very close connections.
Yeah. And all the time we think in some point we need to think about create an association or COP of Sharsha. But right now we don't have the economy to scale in this way. This is the thing. We need weight, you know? Even we don't have our own local for the money. We are invest everything in the activities, in the platform, and in cloud, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Thank you.
I really liked a lot of the things you presented. This outdoor radio studio. Do you then broadcast in the neighborhood? I have more. I want to mention more. This studio in public. Then the idea of doing a radio show with performance to bring people together, and also something that you said. That's also. Something we are always confronted with, that you want people to upload to your network and not to Spotify.
Yeah.
And my question is, how do you convince people to join in these projects? And do you have financed that, or is it voluntary work, or is it a mixture, or do you take part in festivals who pay them?
It's a little bit of everything. On the one hand, we have funding from Barcelona City Council, then there is resources from EXO Gifinet. So this comes like the public communitarian financing. Then how we convince people, I think that we are still on it. When we started, like around 2017, we didn't have any website, any technology developed. We didn't have anything but an idea. And we kind of went to the radios that were already operating in Barcelona, telling them about the project and if they wanted to take part. Some of them said yes, some of them said no. Fortunately, we received more yes than no. And all of these radios that are part of the map, these 56, some of them, they have never uploaded anything apart from some sample shows that we ask at the beginning. But there are others that actually they have started because we have helped them. Like, for instance, there is like a civic center that's called Vila Urania, and they started, like, they opened like the space, such as the library, and they say, okay, we want to have a radio station in the facility. We don't know where to start. Can you help? And that's what we do. We kind of helping them to set up the studio, what technology they need, and also what they need to do to make their shows. And then there are other people that are like kind of latent or dormant. And then at some point they kind of wake up and they want to participate because they see that we are making some cool things and they want to contribute. But I think that at some point there will be more people from the community uploading their shows. And what we do is like, we say, you can upload whatever you want, where you want. If you want to have your content in Spotify, it's okay. For instance, for community radio in Spain is very popular, a service called iVox, and many people upload it there. They can upload it everywhere. It's up to them how they reach their audience. Hopefully one day, I think that they will only use La Xarxa, and that's it. And about the... Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, I'll finish.
Tell it. And about the live show and making radio in the public space, it's something that we have fun doing it. And also because you put so much energy when you do this one-of-a-kind event, that you get all the team together, like the technicians and, I don't know, the DJ and the visuals and everyone, that it's like you put a lot of energy. And there is something that you mentioned also in your presentation about not uploading edited stuff, but doing it live. There is something that cannot be replaced with some recording and very nice editing. There is something that I think that it's worthwhile when you do it live, but the thing that I'm not sure if it's something more enjoyable for the person who does it or for the person who receives it. I'm not sure about that.
No, just I want to extend about that. Really be part or be a project born in Gifinet ecosystem is really, really a good thing for the project. I mean, some people just to hear you are part of Gifinet, the impulse is inside. I'm talking about theater festival, because GIFINET has 18 years old, you know? It has a really, really a good record to fight for digital rights. And this is one part of the people. And the other part of the people, sometimes, for instance, an experience we have now is we are also designing a radio station into a school, you know? And we are teaching 70 professors, yeah? After that, this professor teach to the kids, you know? And yeah, it's a group of people which are really far to talk about this kind of debates, open software and stuff. But every time it's more easy because the economical situation push the people sometimes to use open software, even if they don't have the knowledge about the project. Why? Because license, you know? And was recently when we started to talk about open sources and all the professors say, no, we want Audacity. Because really, this is the perfect solution of that. And we don't have to lock from the government if they give us money for the license and stuff. I think Barcelona in this ecosystem every time is more close to this kind of concepts, you know? Our red line was, okay, we don't need really block people who want to use another kind of platforms. But every time we will try to explain better why this kind of platforms have different values than the others, you know? Because if we are talking about, in our case, also GIFINET about usability, we really lost all the time about this debate because the people, the medium class people, has the idea of Apple as usability and perfection, you know? And we don't want to fight about this concept. We fight about other kind of really storytelling about what is good open software, open code, commons communities, okay?
Thank you very much for your presentation. 2 years ago, Ursula Hughes, she published a book called Future of the Welfare State, and there she points out the necessity for a social and community-based or welfare state-based platform economy. I think this is a very good example how to encourage and also help communities with platforms in general without being a feudal oligarch. I'm very happy that you came here. Thank you very much for the conference. This is the good